Moving with purpose. Do you ever notice how Jesus moves in the Gospels? I don't mean how he moves his limbs. I mean the way he acts, how he operates, his way of being. It's striking. In today's Gospel, Jesus goes straight from the synagogue to Simon's house for a visit. When he is asked to heal Simon's mother-in-law, he does so immediately. The same day, he cures a large number of people who have been waiting for him. Jesus doesn't waste any time. He is on a mission, even in the smallest of actions. It might have taken quite a while for Jesus to engage with all of these people, of course. He could have chatted with the people at Simon's mother-in-law's house for a while before healing her. He could have taught in the synagogue for 2 hours. We don't know. What we do know is that Jesus, time is valuable, and he uses every minute of it for activities that are relevant to his mission, to his purpose in life. And when there is something that is not aligned with that mission and purpose, he immediately addresses it. The demons exorcised from the supplicants proclaim him the Son of God, and he wastes no time arguing. He rebukes them and forbids them to speak of his divinity. When the crowds come to him in a deserted place and try to prevent him from leaving, he simply tells them that he must go to other towns. And then he leaves them, going straight to the synagogues of Judea. Notice what isn't present here. Jesus is not stressing about his decisions. He's not apologizing for letting people down. He's not drawing unnecessary attention to himself. There is no hesitation in Jesus. There is no pride in Jesus. There is no timidity in Jesus. Jesus knows what he is about, and he does the things that he came to earth to do. He does only those things, and he does nothing else. And people notice. They line up to be healed by him. They ask for his advice. They want him to stay with them. Jesus is magnetic. We know that Jesus is the Son of God, that he is divine, that he is the Messiah. Of course he's magnetic. And we forget. Not everyone knew that at the time. They were left to conclude his identity based on what they heard and saw. And what did they hear and see? Miracles, sure. But not all of them saw the miracles. All of them saw the man. A powerful, confident, decisive man who gave them what no others could and did not waste a moment of their time. A man who knew what he was about and where he was going and spent all of his energy actualizing it. Let's look to Christ and see what the crowd saw. Then take it a step further and move as Christ moved. About the author. David Daschle is a freelance author, editor, and publisher in Hawaii. He has 3 children, a degree in theology, and enjoys writing poetry and discussing philosophy, culture, music, theology, and comedy. You can find his poetry blog, Poems at Twilight, on Substack, his publishing company, Ether Press, here, and his personal website here.